And it's the pre-match warm-up. As we turn our attention back towards the FA Cup, it's Ian Ryan, John Gibbons, Fuad Hassan, Josh Williams. We will get a caller a little bit later on in the show. But Josh, before we get stuck into United this weekend, we will just reflect a little bit on Sparta Prague and that second leg. And the juggernaut that is Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool shows no signs of letting up. It was another night where they made easy work of it.
Yeah, it was a non-contest, to be honest. Yeah, it was. I think by the hour mark, I was tuning in and out of it because it just felt like it was done. Like I was just waiting for the final whistle, mate. But I thought he went a lot stronger than I thought. You know, even at no point was he letting up, bringing Van Dijk on after the last half an hour just to, you know, take the piss even more. But yeah, really strong performance, no injuries, comfortable. Loads of players getting a bit of a boost in confidence ahead of going to Old Trafford as well. It was nice to see Gakpo get on the score sheet. And yeah, no complaints. Everything's just kind of moving like I'd seen at the minute, isn't it?
Loads of reasons to be pleased, Fuad. I mean, you know, Josh talks there about players getting confidence. It felt important that someone like Gakpo, for instance, got off the mark, but they were able to rest players as well. McAllister, Diaz, Harvey Elliott doesn't come on till the second half. Virgil does come on, which set my heart racing a little bit, if I'm honest. But then they get the payoff today with the draw as well, in terms of it feels like a decent enough draw at the minute. Liverpool ticking boxes all over the place.
Totally. I think the line for me was Diaz, because I feel like we've run him into the ground so much recently that I was really glad that he didn't come on. But yeah, you're totally right. It's invaluable, isn't it? Especially for some of those players, like you mentioned, Gakpo is the one really. And you look, it's always good forward scoring goals. Doesn't matter who the opposition is. And I guess, you know, for them, it's replacing a training session, isn't it, with an actual game situation, and that has so much value in itself. You can't replicate that no matter who you're playing against. So from their point of view, I guess they do see it like that. And you know, even some of the young ones that get to come on as well, you see that there's that avenue for them to come and sort of get an opportunity, even though they've been on the benches a few times. This was the one where, you know, they get their chance, and yeah, it was good. All four forward scoring, which is what you want. And yeah, loads to get excited about for Sunday.